The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Now I invite you to listen to the speech of Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I start by hoping and praying that each and every one of you are well, that you are healthy, and that you are doing what is necessary at this time to be precautious and be filled with patience. The wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitates that He has a purpose and a plan behind everything. If we consider and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the best of planners, it should produce within us certain responses, okay? And we'll talk about them. We'll talk about three responses that this faith or this belief should produce within each and every one of us. The first is that it should force us to try and reflect and understand what is the plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really has, right? Now, of course, we'll never be able to understand the wisdom of God, but in everything that takes place, we accept that God has a plan behind it. Nothing is done batilan. Nothing is done without a purpose, or nothing is done aimlessly, right? And so there is a purpose behind it. We have to try to understand, what does God want from me? We look at COVID, for example, right? Yes, we have accepted it patiently, and we have taken the necessary precautions to make sure that we keep ourselves safe, that we keep other people safe. But is that the main plan that God had? Just so that we can practice hygiene? Maybe, Allahu A'lam, right? Was it His plan to shut down our mosques so that we can build our own personal spiritualities? Maybe, right? But try to figure out, we're all affected by this differently, right? Some people are alone at home. What does God want from you at this time? Some people are with their families. What does God want from you at this time? Some people are working from home. What does God want from you at this time? Maybe you're working from home, you have more time for ibadah. Those who have to go out, what does God want from you at this time? There is a purpose, right? And it's up to us to try to find what the individual purpose that God wants me to reach, and reflect about it, right? When there is an illness, what is the purpose behind this, right? Was my life too fast and God was saying, slow down? Was there something that I have to pay back that God is reminding me that, hey, you got to pay it back before it's too late? There is a something that we can identify within ourselves behind everything that happens. And we have to be the type of people who reflect about these things, because we have accepted the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. Someone passes away, right? What is God trying to teach me at this moment? We don't have to justify the act. What is the lesson that we have to take from it, right? And in some of these instances, it may be difficult to understand, right? It's not easy to try to figure out the grand plan of God, even from our limited perspective, when things are so heavy, like someone passing away. But at this time, whether I can figure out the plan that God wants me to understand or not, I have to accept the fact that Allah is khayrul makirin, that Allah is the best of planners. Yeah. So number one, we need to reflect. This faith and conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners should then bring about submission and satisfaction in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Sometimes when things don't go our way, we tend to react aggressively. We tend to react emotionally, trying to regain the comfort that we had when things were going smoothly. But if we accept that there is a plan that God has behind everything, it could be something that I find detestable. It could be something that I find difficult. But if I can basically like put myself in my shoes, if you understand what I'm trying to say, is we have to then understand that, okay, what is the purpose behind what this is? Because God would never do something without a purpose. And in most cases, I don't think in all cases, in most cases, if we allow ourselves to be empty of emotion and anger and frustration, we would soon find out the purpose of God and accept it. You know, God has plans, and therefore He expects us to have plans as well. And so He wants us to utilize the skill of being a person who plans in this world, right? It's good to have plans. It's good to have direction. But of course, we're not talking about being rigid then, or being unable to not accept different plans, or being unreasonable. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about having plans. Be a person who has a plan, right? Wake up in the morning with a plan. Go to bed at night having a plan, right? Have plans, and these plans will help us not only be a better person ourselves, but when we are people who have organization, we help bring organization to everything around us as well, right? But the primary, and on top of that, the primary planning that you and I have to do is we have to plan for our akhirah, right? This is the main reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to plan. Like, we are decent planners when it comes to dunya, like RRSPs and RESPs and savings and retirement and God knows what else, vacations. We're mashallah when it comes to all of these things, right? But how much are we preparing and planning for our akhirah, right? The success, yeah, mark these words very clearly. The success in the hereafter is going to be for those who planned for it. Success in the hereafter is for those who planned for it. There's a very beautiful set of verses in Surah Al-Haqqa. If you read verses 19 through 27 of Surah Al-Haqqa, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes two groups of people. One who are given their kitab, their book in their right hand, and then there are those, of course, denoting success. And then there are those people who He says that they'll get their book on the other hand, which means that they were not successful. But then what does He say, and how He says it is very beautiful. He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. He says, as for those who are given their book on their right hand, فَيَقُولُ, they will say, the people will say, هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. He says, here, take my book. They will excitedly, yeah, tell, here, take my book. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyya. He says, I knew that I would meet this day of accounting. Yani what? They planned for this day. They were ready. Yeah? Allah told us, plan for this day. They planned for this day. When it came time to give their book, they said to Allah, take my book. Yeah? Man, if I have not planned, I'm not going to be like, here, take my book. No, I'll be the other poor people, right? Who said what? وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. People who are given their book on the other hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابِيَ. That, oh, I wish I wasn't given this book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. Yeah? And I wish I had not known what is my account. I don't want to know. Why? Because they did not plan for it, my brothers and sisters.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
محمد يا مؤمنين صل على